Unity. As residents became more accustomed to a return to normal, Unity summer activity was plentiful in 2022. The Unity Credit Union Aquatic Center opened May 29 and remained a busy place throughout summer. Lifeguards organized Drowning Prevention Week activity the week of July 17-23, which included a community barbecue. Parks and Recreation Director Lisa Fieser says, 5 successful sets of swimming lessons were held. Aquasizes were well attended throughout the season. Closing date for the pool was extended to August 30 to allow for more swimmers to enjoy the pool before school starts. The hot weather experienced over summer had residents and visitors thankful for the public swim times over the summer. Fieser adds, "We had a great crew of summer students this year. The lifeguards will stick around until the 31st of August this year. The remaining students finish their season with us on August 26. Everybody loves a parade." Unity had the benefit of 2 parades in 2022, with both the return to the Unity Western Days Parade in June and the graduation celebration parade held at the end of June. Unity Western Days was another summer activity that returned, offering 3 days of activity, and was welcomed back by both residents and visitors, offering a kickoff to summer in the community the first weekend in June. July 14, families enjoyed the pop-up pages in the park program that came to Unity as part of the Light of Christ Catholic School's summer literacy program. Unity children also had the opportunity to experience 2 visits by the River's West Mobile Playground, and both events were well attended. The program offered organized activity and a lunch for participants. The library also brought the story walk to the Regional Park Ball Diamonds, the Summer Reading Challenge, as well as the Go Science Saskatchewan Science Center visit August 25. The Ball Diamonds were kept busy with teams in both divisions of baseball and softball hosting games and tournaments. As well, 3 sets of provincial championships were hosted at the Unity Diamonds. Unity ball fans celebrated the silver medal win by Unity U17 Panthers at Provincials, as well as the U19 Unity Panthers softball earning gold at Provincials and bronze at Western Canadian Softball Championships. The 22U Unity Cardinals also captured a provincial championship and went on to compete at Western Canadians. The community congratulates longtime volunteer at the Diamonds, Marianne Gates, who will be inducted into the SASC Baseball Hall of Fame August 20. The Unity Golf Course were happy to host a steady summer and expect the continued forecasted hot weather to keep the course busy. There are also some upcoming tournaments to finish off August and into September. The Unity and District Heritage Museum said that from July 8 to August 8, they happily welcomed 160 visitors. As well, the museum was the location for 2 reunions, several church services and 1 wedding, with 1 more wedding yet to come. Museum committee members say they have received many compliments on the facility, which is representation of the excellent work of volunteers. The benefits of all of the walking paths, the paths towards the dog park and the dog park itself continue to be recognized, as users often voice their appreciation for these added bonuses to places and spaces in and around Unity to take advantage of. The Richardson Pioneer Outdoor Recreation Park saw a steady stream of users throughout summer. The pickleball court next to KC Rescue was another recreation option enjoyed by many as the sport continues to grow in popularity. Ball hockey and basketball action also took place throughout summer. 5 playground parks in the community saw a steady stream of users enjoying the options of basketball hoops and a variety of playground equipment, as well as a wonderful place to spend a few hours with small children. A number of users remarked on the cleanliness of Unity's parks, a testament not only to parks and recreation staff but to those who were extra diligent when using these spaces. UCHS grounds also offer a basketball court and beach volleyball area that were appreciated by teens and families. Residents say they were thankful for the added options of the new Slams outdoor dining and beverage patio, new movies in the air-conditioned comfort of Second Avenue Cinema, the ice cream shop, the new smoothie shop, as well as plentiful other shopping, product, and service options. Folks are getting excited as they watch the continued developments on the new indoor pool on Main Street under construction. As summer recreation migrates into fall, winter and fall programs either have held registrations or will do so in the upcoming weeks. At the rink, Fieser says the boards have been cleaned and rink startup is not far away. The Northwest Terminal Annual 3-on-3 tournament is slated to begin September 27. Fieser says, we will be getting the Richardson Pioneer Outdoor Recreation Park ready for the outdoor rink to be set up.